Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan has used his power of veto to derail a city assembly resolution regarding the use of state revenue-sharing money.
The assembly had passed a resolution last Tuesday which would put forth a scheme of using revenue-sharing to replace property tax, but at the same time keeping the tax cap artificially high. And so we decided that wasn't in the best interest of the taxpayer going forward, so I have vetoed that.
The assembly resolution was aimed at using state revenue-sharing money for property tax relief while raising the city's tax cap for 2011. Sullivan says the administration's budget proposal saves the city taxpayers about $11 million a year, while the assembly resolution would create a deficit in the city budget. The assembly may choose to override the mayor's veto, although that is unlikely, according to Assemblyman Dan Coffey. Coffey says the assembly resolution passed on a 6-5 vote, and it will take 8 votes to override the mayor's veto. Coffey is siding with the mayor on this issue.
In my view, it's just really an effort to keep the tax cap as high as possible so that they can tax as much as possible. If they'd have their way relative to this resolution, then they could raise your taxes by about $10.7 million over and above what the mayor is proposing.
According to Mayor Sullivan, the state revenue-sharing money will be put to good use.
It'll be used for general government's expenses, and in exchange, what we do is we tax almost $11 million below the tax cap, giving the taxpayers savings through that method.
Sullivan says the city has long used a method based on the actual amount of taxes collected to calculate the new tax cap year by year, and the assembly's resolution would increase the tax cap in perpetuity. I'm Ellen Lockyer.